This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder. He joins us here on Baskin and Phelps on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, D.
What's happening, guys?
Hey, Daryl.
Oh, we're just hanging out talking hockey. Now we're going to talk football.
It's awesome.
I was going to say, that was pretty fun last night, wasn't it?
Well, is that
Which
fun?
Which part of the game was fun? Which part of that game was fun?
The fact that the New York Rangers came out swinging. That's why. If the commissioner ain't going to do his job, then, well, you know, you just got to take matters into your own hands.
All right, Daryl. So yeah, let me throw this one at you.
Go ahead, yeah.
Browns Steelers. Browns come out. Cody Parkey taps the football, goes a yard, Browns touch it down, and then they just start wailing on each other. What happens? Because in the NHL, it was like, oh, we're going to put these guys in the penalty box.
Well,
in the
NFL,
what would happen?
Everyone gets suspended. I mean, look, the fighting is an accepted part of hockey. And you know, like I said, because the commissioner refused to do his job for whatever reason, the New York Rangers took matters into their own hands, and that's really the only way of handling things. You know, similar to baseball, right? You see pitchers throwing at hitters that try and show them up or whatever. You know, there's self-policing that goes on in sport, believe it or not. I don't want to call it the dirty secret, but it kind of is, right? But there's, you know, self-policing that goes on in sport. And in hockey, that self-policing is fighting. So, I quite honestly didn't have a problem with it because, again, the commissioner did not do his job. And the only recourse left is street justice, right? Well, in hockey, street justice is drop the gloves Governor. And let's go. I think, what was that, record amount of penalty minutes for fighting last night in that game. But, I mean, hey, it's like, you know, if the commission isn't going to, you know, keep people in line, then, it's up to the players to handle things. So I got no problem with the New York Rangers defending their teammate at all. None whatsoever.
It'll be interesting to see what the league does next. I wonder if we'll hear.
Well, you saw the Rangers got fined $250,000 for, you know, ripping the NHL on you know, social media
right.
with that statement that they put out. So I'm sure there's going to be, you know, more fines handed out. And if you're not going to fine for, or if you're not going to suspend for a dirty hit, I don't think you can suspend for fighting. So I just have, you know, I have a feeling Gary Bettman will be adding to the retirement fund or the retirement charity fund or whatever, you know, the NHL does with their fine money. But yeah, that bad job out of the commissioner. And like I said, bravo New York Rangers for sticking up for their teammate.
And David Quinn, who was here, who was with the Monsters for a while. We haven't pointed that out. It's good to see him on TV last night, too.
Yeah, he was in studio with us, remember?
Yeah, great guy. Great guy.
Yeah, you checked him into the glass that Meredith sits behind, and then he came back and gave it right to your skull. It was beautiful.
It's all right. I got back up, and, you know, I punched him again, so it was okay. And I only got 5 minutes.
And then you guys shook, and you went out and had lunch afterwards. It was really good.
Dang.
I liked it. Thank you. So, Daryl.
We needed the Hanson brothers last night at the Madison Square Garden, right?
Yeah, well, they were playing Umbop, so we were good.
Yeah. Best part of the NFL draft to you? What the Browns did or how Cleveland came off?
Ooh, I'm going to go tie. I'm not going to pick one or the other. I am totally going to bail on the question, Jeff, and just say equal, tie. Both were outstanding. A++++.
I can't argue with that.
You're not going to get me to choose between siblings here, Jeff. Come on.
Yeah, that's true.
Here's my pondering thought, and like I'm so excited about what the Browns did on defense, and I'm looking at it on paper, but I keep thinking about Mary Kay saying nine new players on defense, and I'm kind of pushing my foot on the brakes, saying if this thing doesn't work out immediately the first time they walk out on the field, don't be disappointed. You got to give guys time to learn how to play with each other.
Yeah, I think they're going to be fine with all those new starters. It will take some time. But look, I mean, what did we say last year going in, right? With everything that was going on, no off-season program, doing everything virtually and whatnot. And we're like, hey, this is going to take some time. I said it many a time last year. And, outside of week one, it didn't take, the Browns long to really kind of get things together. So I think they're going to be fine, even with all the new faces. I think that what's going to be fascinating to watch on that side of the ball are some of the lineup combinations and packages that Joe Woods is going to use, because, last year he didn't have a lot of options. And part of that was dictated by personnel. The other part of that was dictated by injury and, COVID protocol and whatnot. This year, Joe Woods is going to be able to really play the matchup game with a lot of his personnel. You're going to see different starting lineups week to week, and that's not going to be a byproduct of playing that or quality of play. That's going to be a byproduct of who they're playing that given week. And that's going to be really fun to watch as well. I was kind of laughing during the draft coverage because all the hosts kept talking about how the Browns are getting this third place schedule. Did you look at the third place schedule and some of the quarterbacks thing? They got Lamar twice, obviously, and Joe Burrow twice because they're within the division. But Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are on the schedule. Hopefully you see them twice. Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. You got Cam Newton and the Patriots. We could see Justin Fields with the Bears, depending how things shake out in Chicago. We'll see what happens with the Aaron Rodgers drama with the Packers in Green Bay. And then obviously Deshaun Watson, his legal issues, and how that impacts his ability to play or not play for the Houston Texans. So, looking at the schedule and who's going to be on it, a lot of marquee quarterbacks on there, and that's why you saw Andrew Berry really focus on, versatility and speed on that side of the football, because, quite frankly, they're going to need it to be able to match up with these quarterbacks that they're going to play.
Daryl, I can't argue, and Daryl Ryder joining us, I can't argue with what they did in the first two rounds, because you wanted to add some more talent to this defense. You had a little bit of question at corner, and in this NFL today, you can't have too many. And at linebacker, you thought, all right, well, who's going to play? Well, now you've got somebody who you know is going to play. Seems to be a really good fit for what's going on in our division. And I just love the fact that there is now so much depth on this team. I think that's fascinating, and I give them a lot of credit for that. And to follow it up even more, you might have thought there was a lack of defensive tackle talent on this team. And then after the draft, they've brought in what, Daryl, three or four more?
Yeah, I mean, they added four defensive tackles, and that's why I maintain. And look, I heard what Kevin Stefanski told Bull and Fox earlier this week on our station about Sheldon Richardson. I think that door's closed, though, with all due respect to Coach. I mean, listen, I don't expect Coach to be like, yeah, we're not bringing back Sheldon, obviously, I get that, but I don't see it happening. You don't go out and add four defensive tackles in a blink of an eye if you're intending or going to really make an attempt to bring Sheldon back. So that ain't happening. We can all move on from that. And, they really, that was one of my questions, was the depth at that particular position on defense. And, well, Andrew Berry addressed that, so I guess we can all just move on to the next complaint, right?
You know what, though? They're kind of good complaints, though. Right? Yeah. I mean, we're talking about
great,
you know, the next
day.
Yeah, Jeff and I are arguing about, who's going to be the third-string running back? What, you know, should they be grooming a third-string quarterback? I just think that highly contested race going into camp it's going to be corner, isn't it? It's going to be Greedy Newsome.
Well, I'm going to tell you who the third running back is going to be. It's going to be Demetric Felton.
There you go.
That's who it's going to be.
Okay, so much for that argument.
Well, no, yep. But, you know, that's usually the way it works, right? Is, you know, if he comes in and does what they believe he can do, they're probably going to keep their draft pick, right? Instead of trying to squeeze him through waivers and hoping no one, you know, gets him before they can put him on the practice squad. I'm just, you know, using logic when I say that. I mean, it's, you know, I don't think I'm, you know, saying anything that's of shock value. That's just the reality. But, you know, I, Kevin Stefanski, Andrew Berry have talked about it. Greg Newsom's going to have to come in and earn, just like the other seven picks in this class, earn their playing time, earn their role on the team, whether that's a starter or a package player or whatever. But I've got Newsom down as the starting cornerback opposite of Denzel Ward already. You know, Troy Hill's my nickel. And Greedy and company's competing for, playing time. My expectation is that Greg is going to come in and ultimately win that job. I'm not saying, he's not going to be handed. I just have the belief that he's going to come in and win the job, and he'll be your starting corner opposite Denzel. At least that's what I have as far as my offseason depth chart looks like.
Daryl, what's your thought on Grant Delpit for next season?
Well, look, I think he's your starting safety. That's my expectation. He's, back healthy. I expect that he's going to be able to come back and start next to John Johnson, the third. Ronnie Harrison goes into that third safety role in my view, which is perfectly fine. I'm a big Ronnie Harrison fan. I think I really like what he brings to the table. Fifth round pick, Richard LeCount and, Sheldrick Redwine, they're on the bubble, so to speak, as far as having to not only earn their way onto the roster, but earn their way back onto the field on Sunday. So, safety all of a sudden went from being paper thin to very robust in a very short amount of time.
Daryl, with Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, were you concerned about his health going into this thing? And I just, like, that whole health story, based especially on what he said,
right,
makes me think that there was like some rival team that just wanted to say, this is the Browns being the Browns, making a mistake. And I wasn't buying it when I heard it, and I'm still not buying it.
Yeah, I still can't believe they got him. Look, they thought about drafting him at 26 instead of Greg Newsom, and they got him 26 picks later. I don't know the genesis of that, but listen, if Andrew Berry says that there's no concerns there, I'm going to take Andrew Berry at his word. Here's what I've learned about him as GM. He doesn't lie. He might not give you a direct answer. He might not give you details, but he does not lie. All right. Going into the draft, he told us what he was going to do. When he talked about big picture view and, not looking to fill immediate needs with specific players at specific positions or whatever. And then you take a step back and you look at what they did in the draft, guys. He did exactly what he said he was going to do. He just didn't give us the name. He just didn't give us the list of names he was considering at the particular picks. But, that's one thing that's, been somewhat refreshing with you know, Andrew Berry is, again, he might not give you specifics when you ask him questions, but he does not go out of his way to deceive or to lie to you. And so if he says that Wusu Koromoa's health is fine and they have no concerns, I'm going to take him at his word. And I firmly believe that they absolutely got a steal at 52, and they came out of this draft basically with two first-round talents.
So free agency, check. Draft, check. What's next on the to-do list for Andrew Berry? I would assume maybe it's a few contract extensions. And, Daryl, if that's the case, is there an order to those contract extensions or a priority?
Well, the next thing is obviously you got to get the draft pick signed. And then, you know, come contract extensions. I still prioritize Nick Chubb. And the reason being is his contract expires. So that becomes, you know, after the season. So to me, that's a little bit of a sense of urgency. Obviously, they could franchise tag him, the next couple of years. But then the problem with franchise tagging is that can really mess with some of your financials when you're trying to work the salary cap. So I say Nick Chubb, and then you move on to Baker Mayfield and Denzel Ward and try and get those two guys wrapped up. But, yeah, rookie class, and then you look to these contract extensions and, you know, maybe, a free agent or such after the rookie minicamp, obviously. Not this weekend, but the following weekend, May 14 to 16, maybe somebody that tries out catches your attention. But right now the roster is at 90, so they'd have to make some adjustment there. To make room. But yeah, I mean, it's getting the draft pick signed and then, moving forward with possible contract extensions. But, you know, reminder what Baker Mayfield said when we spoke to him before the draft. He said, you know, for him, he's just kind of focused on the here and now. And, you know, contract extension from his perspective is a little bit on the back burner there. So keep that in mind. Don't be disappointed if something does not get done this particular offseason.
Daryl, thank you, sir. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Daryl.
You got it, guys.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And, of course, Daryl is powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.